In global and arc and technology, we are using drones in a lot of different ways. It helps when we're designing our network. It helps with identifying if there's any faults with our build.
Drones allow us to provide a next level or innovative approach to data collection for data analysis to improve Verizon's network.
For us on the Verizon response team, drones provide a level of situation awareness that very few other tools have the capability to provide. We assist in search and rescues. We give them eyes in the sky. Some of the other teams on the Verizon response team utilize drones to create networks in areas where networks are not currently functioning.
One of the use cases I'm real excited about is the 3D modeling. We send a drone up, we get many, many pictures of the tower. Those images are post-processed and a 3D model is created. And the system can automatically generate a report. And we have been able to actually detect issues with antennas that we never would have seen.
Using drones within Verizon is not as hard as it may seem. CPS 330 is Verizon's official policy on the use of drones within Verizon. Someone might ask, well, why do we have this policy? Well, I'll tell you, we didn't do it because we were bored. The teams and structures that are set up as a result of this policy help enable new use cases to come to life. It makes using drones easier in Verizon. The Verizon Drone Handbook is accessible to anybody within the company. Within there, you can find Verizon's standards for program use, pilot requirements, drone program management structure. And if you want to get an idea of what you need to be able to do, that's it. It's going to facilitate your adoption. It's going to protect you. It's going to allow you to use drones safer and also comply with federal regulation. The Verizon Drone Use Compliance Team is the enabling wing of this whole thing. If you have a need to use drones, but you don't know where to start, they are your easy button.
Right now, we're doing lots of cool things with drones. And we know that there's lots more use cases that we don't even know about yet.
It's the things that we want to do later, the really advanced use cases. That's going to all be based off of how well we're able to align and comply with rules now. Because when you start with this crawl phase, you can eventually walk and then move to the run. And the run is where I get really excited.
A drone program can only be successful when it has a foundation in safety and training. What Verizon is doing is creating a program of standardization and safety that, in my opinion, sets the bar for other companies in the space.
Drones are here to stay, and they're going to be a big part of our ecosystem. And that's one of the neat things about the times that we're in right now, and just getting to know this new technology and all the ways that can make us more efficient, building and maintaining the network. We're always looking for great ideas.